This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The reaction is ridiculous. I hate you all. I don't hate the listeners. I don't like what's going on in my studio right now. Our studio. Well, that's going to be used against me.
Yeah, we'll use it that whole week here.
You guys, the marble mouth of Crawford County. I'm going to have to use international minutes to call in. That's going to have to happen.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to call my cell phone provider, my service provider, and get international minutes somehow so I can call in and do updates.
Now, in a cruel twist of fate here, what if you're able to somehow stream the Cavs games in international waters, but we can't get them in Parma?
That would be terrible. Are we going to get we got to get an answer about this sometime.
We're working on
next.
It.
All right.
We are working on it.
We got to get an answer.
There's nobody happy about the fact that the Cavs game was blacked out for a bunch of people yesterday. And part of it was, normally we do a pretty good job, all of us in town, and we have the responsibility too. But I think the team has the responsibility. Bally's would have the responsibility. We normally do a pretty good job of informing the listeners and the fans of Cleveland teams, like, hey, here's where your team is going to be available. I dropped the ball. I'm always on that.
No, we said it was on NBA TV, but we assumed it was going to be on.
I didn't know that was going to be blacked out.
That's not dropping the ball. I think everybody was caught off guard about that. I assumed, you know, you bring up YouTube TV. Guys, it's a playoff game. I didn't think about it for a second. And now everybody in this room does have cable. And so maybe you just kind of, quote unquote, take it for granted. I don't know. I can't ask people. I don't know what my cable bill is. I'm sure I'd find it obscene. I told like any number. I called Liz over having to shop for $100 at Target. So I'm
Give
sure whatever
your
it is
going to be obscene. Number and I'll tell you if you're close.
Anything over 200.
It's probably
in that neighborhood.
A smidge,
I think anywhere around 200 is going to be obscene.
That's
I'm
sure your internet's all tied in and all that.
I guarantee I find it obscene. I guarantee it. Because I paid $50 a month back in the day for all of it when I was in college. Right. And then my roommate put the boots to me, and I had to go down there and pay it because he went on baseball trips, and he wasn't able to pay it. And then I ended up getting froze out of my own account. That was wonderful. Thanks a lot, Brett. Ass. Either way, we're still friends to this day. He was the best man at my wedding. I don't care. But pay your debts, Brett, especially when you're upset, when you're responsible for other people. But this was a ball dropped because I had no idea with YouTube TV that you don't I didn't know it didn't come with Bally's. And then on the other side of it, I didn't know you wouldn't be able to watch on NBA TV. I mean, this is that is an out-and-out mess. And for the app to not work, like, hey man, I ain't going to throw a bunch of rocks here. I know that I like our app. I like where our app has gone. I know that there have been some things that they've had to work out on the app at the very beginning of that. I'm not going to act stupid and act like I didn't have to figure some things out with some fans. Thankfully, they stuck with us a couple of years ago. But I also, you had to know it's a playoff game. You have to know that there's going to be an influx of people getting in on a playoff game. It's professional sports. Well, it's the last bastion of live TV. Where are the new sitcoms? It's nothing but game shows anymore. Where's all the new stuff? There's nothing anymore. The last bastion of live TV is news and sports. That's it. That's all there is. And if you can't provide the sports, you're going to cut off your own fan base. If you're not football, you're going to cut off your own knees. You can't do this. And that's not a Cavs thing. That's an NBA thing. That's a Major League Baseball.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thing. That's an NHL thing. And I know they all do it to protect their number. I am a NASCAR fan. They start that thing at 3:30 and they do it to protect their rating because they want to make sure that they have the guaranteed people coming in, but you're not going to be able to grow it. And then some people, I'm eventually going to age out of that stuff, and maybe not, I won't, but a guy my age will, and he won't care. And then you don't get a chance to grab the new fan as you go. Or even worse, they're just watching YouTube highlights of other players in other cities. And that affects everywhere. That affects Milwaukee. That affects Atlanta. That affects Cleveland. That affects Charlotte. That affects everywhere. Not just here.
And Kenny, the reality is, like, the NFL, I know there was a lot of blowback when the old president of ESPN, John Skipper, said over the last few years, yeah, I could see the NFL going pay-per-view for the Super Bowl. What do we know about the Super Bowl and the NFL and pay-per-view? It probably would work. They'd probably be fine with it.
I really don't know. Sean McManus
there might
was
be
on.
A dip. There might be a dip, right? But it's going to make a ton of money, and most people will still watch it. So they could get away with it. I do not think the NBA or Major League Baseball could get away with any of that stuff. No chance.
I really do think it would be... Like, playoff games, they had a 71% retention rate with that Kansas City-Miami game. So it does make me think
Peacock?
That... Yes, it does make me think, thank
I'm
you,
one of them.
That, like, Paramount Plus, who is owned by CBS, is going to eventually get involved in this. Like, I'm not being stupid, and I think that even the big companies that do cable, which also do internet, hint, hint, know that things are changing. Life's changing. I mean, DirecTV has no satellites. You can get it without a satellite anymore. I saw that ad just the other day. We know the times are a-changing, and we know where all this is going, but you still need to provide a service that's easy to use and feels like people aren't getting the boots put to them. Like, again, where cable is still, for me, it's like, hey, I don't need, like, we used to brag when we were kids about 1,000 different channels. Obviously, we ain't watching 1,000 different channels. But it's the convenience. It feels free. It's there. So I'm not like, well, 20 a month and it's not working here, and 20 a month and it's not working there, 100 a year and it's not working. Like, you don't ever want to feel like you're getting the boots put to you. And especially in critical moments where it's a playoff game. People want to watch a playoff game. So I get that people will go for certain things. But I think that if it's a Super Bowl, I still think they want as many eyes on it as they possibly can. But if it comes to certain issues, I know that they want to draw people to those streaming platforms, and they probably can and probably will. But in general interest, World Series, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final, I mean, I told you, man, like, the Cavs left such a bad taste in my mouth last year, it was a struggle for me to watch the NBA Finals. And it's my job. It was a struggle for me to do it. You know, I think there may be a lot of people who don't do this for a living, where we are just a sideshow to their real problems in real life. They don't need to go find it. Mm-mm. I got other things I can deal with. I got other things I can watch and be entertained by. 216-474-0092. AC going to join us 920. I'm picking the Guardians over the Boston Red Sox today for a very specific reason. That coming up at 940, right before Mitch, please. Coming up next, is this series over? Tone and I say yes. Are we tough-talking, or are we being honest? And speaking of sitting courtside, wouldn't believe who was sitting with each other at the end of the game last night. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lama, take us with you to work in the free Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.